Good morning. It is a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Friday, Alan, the president, I see, has doubled down on his harsh rhetoric toward North Korea, saying maybe fire and fury wasn't tough enough.
I don't know what would be worse than fire and fury, but the North Korean leader has come back and said, okay, well, we're going to take out the whole United States. And, of course, this nonsense goes on. Words, David, have power. This is not really a joke because people make miscalculations as a result of this kind of thing. And then you can get yourself into an incredible amount of trouble because somebody gets, on the spur of a moment, an idea that something ought to get done. One of the biggest problems with Donald Trump is that he has the single ability to unleash this hell. And he is an impulsive man. There are many people who have been thinking about his state of mental health and been saying that it is extraordinarily difficult to read what he's going to do next. He says one thing one day and another thing another day. He was in an impromptu press conference yesterday at his golf course. That came after he was severely criticized for never having press conferences. His reaction to the group was he would not fire Mueller. Well, he wasn't going to fire Comey. He wasn't going to fire Preet Bharara, but he did. So nothing seems to mean anything. And when you're dealing with domestic politics, okay, it's terrible. But when you're dealing with the idea that you could start a nuclear holocaust by just being Trumpian, that's a very scary thing for at least me.
You mentioned his press conference. It was wide-ranging. He even thanked President Vladimir Putin of Russia for expelling U.S. diplomats, saying we'll save money.
Well, look, maybe he thought he was being funny. I don't know what he thought. I can tell you this much. Vladimir Putin is no friend of this country. That is for sure. He, like Trump, is a liar. He says one thing and he does another. He denies any involvement in dealing with the U.S. elections, except our security agencies all saying that he did. And now Putin and Trump, who have had an interesting relationship over the years. You'll remember that when Trump ran for president, he was extolling Putin, saying how wonderful he was. Then just months ago, along comes Eric Trump, I believe it was Eric, who says that, you know, they get all the money they need from Putin for their golf courses and other things. He doesn't say from Putin, he says from the Russians. But when you're dealing with an oligarch, think about the implications. Now you have Trump saying, well, he did us a favor. We're not going to take offense at the fact that he got rid of 750 people. We're going to save a lot of money. This from a man who every time he walks into Manhattan costs millions when his wife and child were costing millions to the city. He's now worried about saving money on the Russian front. So what we have is a guy who is unpredictable, and because of that unpredictability, offers a lot of people the potential for new nightmares.
In that same press conference, Alan, the president seemed to hint that Mitch McConnell might want to consider stepping down. The Senate Majority Leader, he also tweeted at and said, Mitch, get back to work and put repeal and replace, tax reform and cuts, and a great infrastructure bill on my desk for signing. You can do it.
I feel a country song coming on, which is the street of one-way loyalty. The guy gets his Supreme Court justice appointed and does it with every trick in the book. And now he's after Mitch McConnell, which, of course, has done nothing except to serve the Republican senators in his conference to offer up tweets of their own this morning supporting McConnell. But it does prove once again that Trump really doesn't feel he has loyalty to anybody. They all owe it to him, which is a sort of a megalomaniacal facet of his character and personality. It's really wild. You know, I like to think that when he was running the Trump Organization, you know, he'd say, you're fired with aplomb. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. He did that on his television program, too. Now he thinks he can do that when he's running the United States government, which has checks and balances between the various institutions. It's extraordinary how he's making heroes out of people I never thought were heroes, that's for sure.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend, listeners as well, and rest up. We'll get back together on Monday.
We will, and we'll see you on the roundtable.